All right, eventually we will go live here, I hope, because we have been trying here for the last few minutes to go live, but for unknown reasons, this morning YouTube decides not to cooperate with us. There we go. It seems that we are finally live. Yay. Okay, good, because we already did this a few times, but hey, for you, well repeated of what's happening, because stocks had four winnings in a row. But right now it seems that the rally is losing steam. So is it over, or can stocks rally another week? And also, what happened to our positions during the short trading week last week? So finally, live here. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And today is Monday, November 27th. And Mark, you are back from vacation. So good to have you here.
Yes, great to be back. Happy to be back.
So this morning that we couldn't go live, I blame it on you because you were gone last week and it seems that YouTube was super sad. This is why we couldn't go live. Hey, but we're going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And we are real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience and we're showing you how we trade these markets. And actually, we did trade, we did find another trade, and we'll show it to you. But before we go there and take a look of what's happening here, Mark, you're back last week, Black Friday week, basically. Did you buy anything exciting? New TV, new grill, new anything?
I did get a new TV, but nothing to get excited about. Just a couple of things for the cabin. So it wasn't too extravagant, just a couple of things that needed replacing. I took advantage of some deals there. How about you, Marcus?
All right. Well, I actually got a pizza oven. Take a look at this. So this is one of the first tries, but it looks very good. 60 seconds. This thing is done in 60 seconds. Can you believe it?
Wow.
It's crazy. That looks awesome. It's so hot. It's like, 850 degrees Fahrenheit, 450 Celsius. I mean, it's just kind of crazy.
That's awesome.
Talking about crazy. Market's not that crazy. I mean, if you just look at what happened last week, right? We see here that was Friday. Then we had Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday. So Monday, the last time I was live here on YouTube, there was actually some action. After this, a whole bunch of nothing.
Yeah, and this is to be expected. I mean, the markets have closed higher for 4 weeks straight, but last week, a whole lot of nothing. And this is typical to see some lower volatility and light volume around the Thanksgiving holiday. And talking about low volatility, Marcus, there's none right now.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, if you're looking at the VIX, the fear index, the fear gate, I mean, we have to really go back on a weekly chart, zoom out, and see when was it the last time that we traded at these super low levels. And this goes back to right before the pandemic. I mean, this goes back to January 2020, before we then got crazy during the pandemic. But I mean, we haven't seen these low levels below 13 in quite a while.
So it was a good timing to take a little break.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You didn't miss anything in the market. Well, one thing kind of that you missed, let me just zoom in a little bit. And I don't know if you noticed it, but over the weekend, Bitcoin actually topped 38,000. And it hasn't done this in a while. You see, it went all the way up here to 30,000 or something. Still pulling back a little bit, but this happened, I believe, on Saturday, where Bitcoin went all the way up there.
Nice. Look at Bitcoin go.
Yeah. I mean, other than this, last week, if you look at the interest rates, nothing happening there. They started popping a little bit. Let me just zoom in so that we can see it. On Friday, but then today, trading lower again, the two-year yields trading lower again. And this were also, we didn't have any earnings last week. And even if you look at this week, I mean, the earnings calendar is super light. Earnings season is pretty much over.
Yeah, I mean, just a handful of companies reporting this week, Ulta, Costco, Dollar Tree, but no, I mean, nothing too big there. And for the next couple of weeks, earnings are light.
Yeah, so we have some retailers at the tail end here, and also looking at the economic calendar, I mean, not a whole lot going on. We had new home sales today coming in a little bit lower than expected. No surprise. I mean, mortgage rates are still above 7%. So I'm not surprised that new home sales is falling there.
Yeah, 5.6% decline from the last reading and below the estimate. But sure, I mean, that's kind of to be expected.
Yeah. So then we also have tomorrow consumer confidence. This could be a little bit more interesting. Wednesday, preliminary GDP, and then surprisingly to me, on Thursday, the core PCE. Usually it's being released on Friday. You think it's still because of the holiday week last week?
Could be. But either way, we know that that's one, it's the Fed's favorite inflation gauge there. So.
Yeah, so this will be interesting, especially since we got better news from the CPI and the PPI report, and it is supposed to drop. So we will see what it does. I mean, if we can follow what the PPI, the producer price index, did, we could actually see a nice surprise here.
I like that. I mean, we're so close to highs of the year all of a sudden, Marcus. What a difference a month makes.
For sure. And we are actually right now outside of the stake zone. Got to just look at the chart here for a moment. So we have a bet going on that I did a while back when we were probably trading somewhere around here. Can't remember. Where I said, you know what? We will end the year at 4,500. Oops, there we go. 4,500 plus minus 30 points. So got to mark it here. So this would be anywhere between 4,470 and 4,530. And geez, we are outside of the stake zone.
Yes, I love the prediction. Great bet. And I really would, you know, appreciate the market staying there in that stake zone. But I just had to take the bet because the odds were in my favor. So I'll take that. I enjoyed a nice 2-inch tomahawk last night from our last bet and looking for one more win.
Yeah, but you see, I do believe, even though right now we are outside of the stake zone, markets do not go up forever. I mean, we had 4 winning weeks in a row. I think it's time for the markets to take a break. I wouldn't be surprised if this week we are pulling back into the stake zone.
Pulling back into the stake zone, but does a Santa Claus rally take you back out of the stake zone? That, to me, is the bigger question.
Yeah. I mean, this is where we'll see, because, I mean, we do have the next Fed meeting coming up. We just talked about the PCE index. So in 16 days, the next Fed meeting. But it seems that right now, traders are just saying, it's pretty much a done deal. 94.1% probability that the Fed will keep rates the same. However, this has moved up the 6% that probability that traders, that the Fed will raise rates.
Yeah, that doesn't get me too excited though, Marcus. The Fed's done. If anything, they're going to keep rates elevated longer, but I think they're done raising at this point.
Okay, well, we'll see. So let's take a look at our positions and see what's happening there, what happened with them during the last week when it was a shortened week. Markets were closed because of Thanksgiving on Thursday, abbreviated trading week on Friday. And first up here, Canadian Solar. I mean, still hanging in there. I'm still looking at a possible rescue mission, but we talked about it. For a rescue mission, we want to see prices moving below 20. And then selling the 19 puts. That is right now my plan. Now, as we keep staying in this range, I'm willing to go up to 20, but not just yet, especially today where there's kind of a diddly day.
Exactly. I really like what we're seeing in CSIQ with support around these levels, but I agree, I'd rather pick some up at 19. 20, if we really just see that that's the more recent bottom. Looking at premium, we were getting maybe a quarter at the 20 level and no premium at the 19. So 19 just was not reasonable for a rescue for today anyway.
Yeah. Keeping an eye on this one. And then we do have NEE right now, down 0.5%, pretty much in line with the market, nicely following this trend line here. And we said it, next stop, taking out the highs at 62, and then probably the next stop will be around 65.
Let's do it. Last week, we went ex-dividend, so we're entitled to a dividend on NEE. That works. That's another, I think, 48 cents. And would love to see this just march on up.
47 cents. Yeah, definitely good. PNC, I mean, we got to zoom out a little bit. Right now, we talked about these different levels that we have here. So we have one level at around 135, 136. Then we do have right here this level at around 129 that we need to break through. But we are nicely staying above these levels at 120, 119 that was established. So, I mean, still battling with the 129 level, but once we go up there, we might be able to sell calls again.
Yeah, I think we could do it. We see that pullback in November after the rally. I'm seeing similar movement here. So just a tiny pullback and then a push through those highs, getting us back towards 136. That's the plan, PNC. That's the plan.
Yeah, because, I mean, as I said, over the last few weeks, we have these flagpoles, right? I mean, running up the flagpole, moving down a little bit, another flagpole, moving down a bit, and now, let's do another flagpole here. That would be a nice chart formation. Three,
that
five,
works.
Roll. All right, then UPS. UPS had a great week last week. Today, pulling back a little bit. But this was actually a nice run that we saw last week. So this was on Monday, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. I mean, Friday closing here at 152. I'm liking this. I like what I see here.
Oh, yeah. And we're not going to go up forever. So pull back today, no big deal. Now let's just see that rally again. I think you're going to be able to sell calls towards the end of the week.
Yeah, so we shall see. I mean, looking good, not there quite yet. So looking at the calculator, UPS, if we take a look at the calls at 157.50, which is my call, which is my cost basis, right now we only get 3 by 8 cents, so maybe 5 cents. So we need to definitely push a little bit higher, but we are getting within striking distance here.
I'm liking that.
Okay. Hey, you want to talk about the two trades that we looked at this morning?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Let's start with Oxy. So Oxy was one of the trades that popped up on our scanner. And we looked at Oxy. We have been trading it in the past. If you're looking just the last couple of years, we see that Oxy has been really in a super nice range between, I want to say, probably 56 and 72. And then this morning, the 59 strike price popped up.
Yeah, Oxy looked pretty good. Actually, the 58 was available at one point. So I do like the shorter term support around 59, 59.50. 59 was decent. I like the 58 strike a little bit better. But there was another stock that actually caught both of our attention for a trade today.
Yeah, and this morning it was really oil and gas and XOM. I mean, you traded Exxon. I can't even remember if I traded Exxon. But that is a trade that you took right at this level at 102. And this morning, this trade popped up right here again.
Yeah, and this was looking great at 102. The 101 was also available. So I was eyeing the 101. I did trade the 102 early November. I think 102 is a great level. There's some data coming out related to crude oil this week. I don't think it's going to have a huge, huge impact on oil and gas companies, but that was one of the reasons I was looking for a lower strike. However, I didn't get filled.
Yeah, I did. So this is where I took the 102 strike price. This is the 102 option expiring on Friday. Oops, 102. There we go. Put. And I got 70 cents, so $70 per contract. So this, I liked it. Right now, it seems that there's still around just shy of 60 cents available, which would be 40% annualized. So I got 49% annualized. This would still meet our criteria. But you said, okay, missed it kind of this morning. Now you're still looking for the 101.
Yeah, I have an order to get 45 cents there if possible. Right now, it needs to get back towards session lows for that to take place. And we're kind of pausing here, finding some support about around 103.70. The session lows for the day, 103.38. So I think we need to get through session lows for me to be filled.
Yeah, if you take a look at the 5-minute chart here. So I placed the trade right here when we were going down towards the session lows. And I said, right now, seems that there is a little bit of support. So unless we are going down to session lows, might be that you're missing this one.
Yeah. And I'm okay with that. We'll see what else pops up this week. At least for the day, quiet market overall, but definitely some oil and gas plays if you were looking for a wheel trade.
Yeah. So, I mean, as I said, we're looking at the 5-minute chart of the S&P, and right now it's just, okay, we opened lower, moved higher, lower, higher, lower. Looks like a seismograph, but it's getting just close to a flat line here. So what do you expect for the remainder of the day?
I expect some more of this. I think we're going to end the day negative, but I don't see a whole lot of volatility. I think it's kind of a post-Thanksgiving hangover for the market, and we'll see some more movement this week.
Yeah, it seems that everybody needs to get back into the groove and see what's happening, trying to catch up on news, what happened over the last few days, trying to figure out what's happening with no economic reports. I believe that really tomorrow, the consumer confidence, that might be a report that could move the markets here. And until then, diddling along.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, I know that today we came on a little bit late because we did have some technical challenges, which, again, I absolutely blame on Mark. anyhow, if you enjoyed today's show, do us a favor and give us a like. I mean, we were fighting here. We did the intro 4 times and then we came back here. So we are here for you. And if you feel that this video could benefit other traders, feel free to share it. If you're new to the channel, click on subscribe and hit the little notification bell, because this way you get notified whenever we go live again, which will be tomorrow morning. All right. Until then, have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.